Right, Amelia, are you ready for the story of Cinderella?
Is it?
It's quite a long story, isn't it? Where's it gone? Here, Cinderella.
Is that a starting?
Yeah, this is the start. Act 1. A large, run-down townhouse was basking in the late summer sun. Once, laughter and singing would have floated through its rooms, but now the voices of two bossy sisters blasted from the windows. Today, they were arguing over an embroidered shawl. "I'm wearing it to the hall," shouted the younger, shorter sister. "No, I am," yelled the older, taller one. They both yanked at the shawl, pulling this way and that, until it ripped in half. As they squabbled over whose fault it was, their beautiful stepsister, Cinderella, sat mending in the kitchen. She didn't own a pretty dress. Everyone was invited to the prince's ball that evening. Cinderella's horrible sisters wouldn't let her leave the house. How mean, isn't it? "I'd give anything to see the royal palace," she thought. Then she looked glumly across at the pile of dirty dishes. Her eyes settled on the little portrait of her mother on the mantelpiece. "Oh, mother, if only you were still alive." Were interrupted by footsteps and a gentle hand on her shoulder. "I thought I'd find you here," said Cinderella's father. He loved his daughter dearly, but he was never brave enough to stand up against
him?
Her ghastly stepsisters.
Is that him?
What, this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll read the rest of the story, shall we? He loved his daughter dearly, but he was never brave enough to stand up against her ghastly dead wife. His eyes filled with tears. "Life used to be so jolly," he said wistfully. Just then, the two ugly sisters burst in. "Lazing about as usual, Cinderella," shrieked one. "Leaving your poor sisters to dress for the ball on their own," added the other. "She's darning your socks," said Cinderella's father timidly. Well, that didn't sound very timid, did it? I'll try again. "She's darning your socks." So, "Don't give her excuses," the tall sister snapped. "Now, Cinderella, my dainty toenails need trimming. And my nose hairs need plucking," added the other. Cinderella was saved from these gruesome tasks by a jangle on the doorbell. An old beggar woman stood hunched up on the steps. "Could you spare me a crumb to eat?" she croaked. Dashing back to the kitchen, Cinderella found the bread rolled woman. "Don't give her anything," cried the elder sister, stomping between them. She was about to say more, but a wave of the beggar woman's stick stuck her lips together. Then, in a flash, that beggar woman disappeared. What do you think about that, Amelia?
This one?
Yeah, that's the beggar woman, that's the sister, and that's Cinderella.
The beggar woman disappeared?
That's the beggar woman, yes. And lips go stuck together. Let's see what happens.
And she can never talk again.
Well, not for now, not for a bit. Now, let's have a look at the next bit, next page, shall we? Ding-a-ling! Immediately the doorbell rang again. It was the dressmaker with outfits for the ugly sisters. Ding-a-ling! The shoemaker entered with the book. The shoemaker entered with their pointy shoes. Ding-a-ling! Two feathered hats arrived in big boxes. Ding-a-ling! A hairdresser struggled to get ready. A hairdresser entered and bowed. Overcome with excitement, the ugly sisters struggled to get ready. They squeezed themselves into corsets, streaked their faces with lipstick and eyeliner, and pinned elaborate wigs to their hair. Ding-a-ling! This time it was the dance teacher. "Copy me," he said, taking graceful steps forward. The ugly sisters stumbled, flat-footed across the room. "Try again," he said calmly. This time, the short sister tripped over her dress. He took her hand to steady her, But that made the tall sister jealous. Finally, the teacher gave up and politely excused himself. "Don't we look divine?" cooed the sisters. Cinderella thought it best not to answer. She led her father to the door, and the ugly sisters whisked him away. "Peace and quiet at last," thought Cinderella. Then, with a giggle, she picked up her broom and began to dance. Round and round she twirled her dainty feet hardly touching the ground, until a flourish of music made her look up.
Aren't you the woman I gave the bread to?" stammered Cinderella.
"I am," she said.
"I'm also your fairy godmother."
What do you think about that, Amelia?
Is she a fairy godmother?
She's the fairy godmother, yes. With a dramatic swirl, she threw off her cloak. "And by my watch, you're late for the prince's ball. What we need is a touch of magic." Cinderella stared in amazement as the fairy waved her wand. The kitchen, usually so dreary and cold, sparkled with fairy dust. Pots and pans faded away, and the room was filled with the magical light. A fairy for each season appeared and danced before Cinderella. She watched, spellbound. A gust of russet leaves gave way to a glistening winter. "Now, bring me the biggest pumpkin from your garden," ordered Cinderella's godmother. The pumpkin was placed on the floor, and the fairies of the seasons made a circle around it.
Daddy.
Yes, Amelia?
I need to wait.
Oh, dear. Okay. Come back in a minute.
Okay. Don't wait, because I don't know what's coming next.
Okay, I'll stop reading. Hello, Amelia.
Hello, Daddy.
You're back. Don't fall off your bed.
I was going to bang my head off.
It's a very bouncy... Big what?
I thought I was going to fall off the floor and have a big hole in my head.
Oh dear.
With blood all in it.
Right, shall we read the rest of the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I get to come back.
Okay, come and sit over here.
I can run.
You can comb my hair and I'll read the story. So, are you listening? The pumpkin was placed on the floor and the fairies of the seasons made a circle around it. A sudden bright flash blinded Cinderella for a second. When she could see again, the pumpkin had been transformed into a golden coach pulled by white mice. Can you believe that, Amelia?
I can't.
She lifted her foot onto the step. She saw it sparkle. She was wearing silver slippers. What was more, her old rags had been transformed into an elegant ivory dress. Cinderella was astounded. Do you like her ivory dress?
What's astounded?
Astounded. That's what? Like when you're amazed. Okay? Can you see the ivory dress? Elf called her godmother, "But make sure you leave the ball by midnight before the magic wears off." Against the setting sun, the coach pulled away. End of Act 1. What do you think about that, Amelia?
I want to see the ball in it.
You want to see what?
I want to see the ball in it.
Well, we'll do the ball tomorrow, okay?
Daddy, I'll
tell you
another story.
No, that's audio poo.
Need another story.
Tomorrow.
Please.
Say goodnight.
Please.
Don't say please, say goodnight.
Please. Please have another daddy with no hair.
Another daddy with no hair? What?
Please, can I have a daddy with no hair?
You want to have a daddy with no hair?
Grandma!
Come on, you. Oh. Hop into bed.
Ow.
Oh. Don't eat your hairbrush. Say goodnight.
Night, night, poo-poo.